This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to WRFL Lexington. It's 4 o'clock, and you're listening to Green Talks, where we explore the people and projects that are using the environmental stewardship fee to promote sustainability in the UK community. I'm your host, Lauren Thomas, and I'm the current director of outreach for the Student Sustainability Council. We're switching it up today and here on Green Talks. The featured project was actually not funded by the Student Sustainability Council, but they are doing some really amazing things on campus furthering social sustainability by combating food insecurity. That said, this week I am joined by Becca. She's a student involved with the Big Blue Pantry here on campus. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So can you give me a little intro into what Big Blue Pantry is?
Sure. So Big Blue Pantry started a couple years ago on campus. Run by students. We are part of actually the Center for Community Outreach on campus. And with that, the students who run it open it up every single day for other students on campus who are facing hunger or food insecurity or any other financial struggles. And so they'll come in and they can receive food, not mostly non-perishable items, and then also personal care items.
Awesome. So how did it get started? What's the sort of history behind it?
Sure. So we found out that there was a need on campus for help like this and for a resource that gives students the opportunity to receive assistance at no cost to them. All they need is a valid UK student ID. So a couple years ago, this was before my time, but back in the fall of 2014, there was a group of students and a group of faculty and staff and then an advisory board that thought up that this idea would be a great thing to have on campus. And so they just made it into fruition.
Awesome. So how has it changed in your experience since the onset of the project?
So it has changed a lot. We have done great expansion, and we have also worked with many more students and other programs and kind of teamed up within the community and within campus. We have almost doubled our numbers for patrons that come and visit us, and each semester we're growing more and more with new patrons and then also with returning clients. So we're growing in that way, and we're also growing in awareness, which is always good because we run purely on donations, so we could use all the help that we can get.
Absolutely. So how many students do you currently serve?
We currently serve, the beginning of this semester has kind of started off slow, so we're about 15 per week. Mm-hmm. But last semester we served almost 200 students.
Wow.
So we're up there in numbers.
That's awesome. So who's eligible for assistance?
So anybody with a valid UK ID. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a student. I know I mentioned that in a minute ago, but you just need a UK ID. So you can be faculty, staff, or any of that sort, students, whoever has a UK ID. Come on in, and we don't ask any questions. You just get what you need and be on your way.
So what kind of products do you stock? I know you said that it was non-perishable and household items, but could you touch more on that and go more into depth?
Sure. So our biggest focus is college students. So we try to stock items that college students would be interested in eating or having.
Right.
With that said, we do a lot of cereals, a lot of grains, such as pastas and rices. We have some soups. We have a lot of canned vegetables. Those don't fly off the shelves as much. That's the more popular item. And so other popular items would be like granola bars, kind of snack foods, canned fruit, canned meat, tuna, chicken, things of that nature. So pretty much just a little bit of everything. And sometimes we do get donations of perishable items, but those are limited. So sometimes mm-hmm. we get bread, sometimes fruit, different things like that. And we try to get rid of those as fast as possible so they don't go to waste.
Right. So what's your role in the project?
My role is the student director. Mm-hmm. So I am part of the board of directors within the CCO, the Center for Community Outreach, and the Big Blue Pantry is one of the 11 programs on there. So I am a director for the CCO, but also my specific role is for the Big Blue Pantry. So I oversee operations and promotion and education, donations, all that sort of thing, making sure the pantry runs smoothly, everyone's doing their job. And I actually have 5 coordinators that keep the pantry open every day of the week, so 5 days of the school week. And then I also work alongside my advisor in the CCO, which she kind of is my liaison between the university and the students. So I kind of am the middleman.
Awesome. So you mentioned the sort of promotions and education that goes along with this role. Can you touch more on that?
Yeah. So we have four coordinator positions. One is education, one is promotion, one is operation, and the last one is donation. So each one has their own specific job description almost. And education is new this year. And it actually is more focused on educating the community and the campus in general about awareness on how students are facing insecurities in multiple ways, financial status being one of them. And it's incredible how many people don't realize that they're walking next to people who maybe can't, have dinner that night because they just can't afford it, which is a scary thought. So education really is to make people more aware of their surroundings and who is around them and how they can help. And promotion, that is mostly with social media, and we have a website. And so that is more technological based. But we also have tabling events and posters around campus and different things like that to get the word out about us and then about also the education and awareness. And donations, just as it sounds, they make sure that our shelves are stocked. We have enough food to feed everybody, enough personal care items to get those who would like those. And then also the last coordinator is operation, and she is in charge of making sure that all of our client intake forms are organized. We do ask a few questions, but the only questions are generic to help the clients more so we can serve them the best that we can. Mm-hmm. And so she does things like that, making sure the pantry's clean and all sorts of different things.
Gotcha. So what are your day-to-day and big picture operations like?
Sure. So our day-to-day operations, we are open 2 hours a day, Monday through Friday. And we have an open door policy. So anytime between those two open hours each day, a client will come in, and if it's their first time, they'll be welcomed, and they'll have to fill out this form, just like I said, with questions about how we can better serve them, how they heard about us, different things like that. And they will be given directions. It's just they're told to pick up a bag and then fill it up with whatever they need. Right now, we don't have any restrictions on what they can take just because we are our donations outnumber our patrons right now, which mm-hmm. is a good problem.
Right.
So we don't limit what they can take, and we do weigh it just because we keep track of our inventory that way by weighing the donations that come in and then weighing the food that goes out, food mm-hmm. and care items that go out. And then if they have been here before, they know the ropes. And so they just come in, fill out a different form, one that's shorter. And then they are free again to take what they need. And then we welcome them back. And then we say, have a great week. Because they can only come once a week. But
gotcha.
That's just so everyone is fed throughout the week and mm-hmm. we don't have to have anyone, taking advantage of the system or anything like that.
Right.
Honesty, honor system.
Of course. So where does the food come from?
So the food comes from many different places, but like I said, we are run purely on donations. But those donations come from faculty, staff, from other student organizations. We've had a couple of sorority and fraternities have donation drives for us. We have had churches come to us asking how they can help. We've partnered with other CCO programs. And it's really just kind of all over the place. It's awesome how much people want to help once they know what our program does and mm-hmm. how we serve. So it's awesome.
Absolutely. So you've mentioned that you're sort of part of the Center for Community Outreach or the CCO, but what other sort of campus or community partners do you guys work with?
Okay, so I am actually on the STOP Hunger Board, which STOP stands for Sustainable Solutions to Overcome Poverty. And that is a group of students who come together and they have a role in some other organization on campus that works with sustainability and poverty and those sorts of social and economic issues. So me being the director of the Big Blue Pantry, I fit in just perfectly. We also have a couple of other directors from CCO programs like NHA and Beyond the Blue, and those work with similar issues of poverty and sustainable solutions to those things. And then there's also Campus Kitchens at UK and different things like that. So STOP really brings campus organizations together to fight for the same cause. And it's really rewarding and it's awesome. And this was the first year that I was invited on it. And I'm very happy to be a part of that. So STOP is also helpful in ways that we have more people advocating for the Big Blue Pantry. So they're great at promoting for us. And they also help us with different tabling events and promotional events and things of that nature. We also have partnered with other local food pantries, actually, because last year we had this huge donation drive and we actually didn't have enough space for all the food that we got. So we asked around for other local food pantries if they were interested in receiving a donation from us. Of course, they said yes. So we have had a great relationship with them as well. And that kind of connects the community and the campus, knowing that we're both here, again, for the same cause. So we help each other out whenever is needed. And then a lot of times, too, we have professors coming to us and asking if they can have a donation drive maybe in their class for, like, extra credit or something like that. We have other colleges asking to help us and programs, just people all over the place. When they hear about it, they, like I said, they want to help. And so we've actually had our hand in a lot of different things on campus and the community.
That's awesome. That's really encouraging, honestly.
Yeah, no, it's so exciting. It's a little overwhelming at times, but like I said, it's a good problem to have. So we welcome it. We welcome all the donations and all the help and support we can get.
Absolutely. So we are actually going to take a short break, but we will be right back talking about the Big Blue Pantry.
Sounds good.
Welcome back. It is now 4:15 and you're still listening to Green Talks. I am Lauren Thomas, the Director of Outreach for the Student Sustainability Council, and I am joined by Becca. She's an undergraduate working with the Big Blue Pantry here on campus. So what would you say in your experience has been the biggest challenge of both your role and the organization as a whole?
I think as a whole, the challenge to the organization is just being familiar on campus. So people knowing who we are, that we exist, what we do, not confusing us with something else, like the Wildcat Pantry, just different things like that. So, and we have to be pretty aware and cautious of how we promote, just because it can be a sensitive subject with the one that we're talking about, being insecure, and you're talking about food issues and things like that. So we try to cater to our clients and patrons to figure out how is the best way to reach them. And we found that a lot of times it's going to be making sure that the people that they may go to for assistance knows about us. So for example, advisors, we try to let all of our advisors know that we exist. RAs, let them know, professors, faculty, staff, all that sort of thing. And we do have social media, so Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and we kind of work with promoting that way, but more generic population. So we'll post our hours, we'll post, you know, volunteer opportunities, we'll post different things like that, donation drives, anything that we can do to support and bring the word out there. And another challenge would be just for me, it's kind of figuring out where my role lies, because I have so many ideas and so many things that I want to do with the program, but it's hard to prioritize and pick what the most, I guess, useful thing would be at the time, or most efficient thing, because we did only start in fall 2014, so we're fairly new, and we have a lot of room and a lot of space to grow, so I'm really right now trying to find a foundation to how the pantry can run smoothly, and then that way, when the new director comes in and transitions, it'll be easier for them to pick up right where I left off, and then, you know, make those goals and expand as we want to.
Absolutely. So what would you say your long-term goal for the project is?
Going off of the expansion, I would just want more people to get involved, because right now it is me and five coordinators. And like I said, each one staffs a pantry 2 hours a day. And then I work in the CCO office and I have other things I do outside. So I would really want to expand and create a leadership team. And then also allow more people to work with us, to volunteer with us, to somehow get connected with the Big Blue Pantry. Just so, one, that gets people, you know, that want to help helping, and it also gets more people aware of who we are and what we do. Mm-hmm. So that is positive in all aspects. And then same with expansion. I'd want to expand our client base, just almost like working ourselves out of a job, like just getting everybody that needs assistance, that needs resources, those resources and assistance. So with that said, just, I guess, promotion and just getting our word out. And then also another goal I have is offer more goods and services. Right now, we're pretty limited, one, with the space we have, and two, with our, I guess, the people that know us and, you know, the support we get. So I would love to expand to maybe something like school supplies or renting out cookware or just different things like that that service more than just food and toiletries. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the story is, if you're having trouble, you know, getting food and toiletries, you're also going to have trouble getting other things, too. So why not offer those if we can? Right. And I think anything that makes a student successful should be offered in a resource one way or the other.
Yeah, absolutely. So how have you seen food insecurity impact the campus or society in general?
I think it is really taking people back. It's really, you know, making them take a look at their own lives, at other lives, the people that are around them, and really makes them wonder and makes them think deeper, you know? Mm-hmm. At least for me personally, I never really thought that my peers could be in a tough spot. You know, mm-hmm. I am fortunate enough to have family and to have friends that will help me out. But some people, or most people, a lot of people don't have that. Yeah. So it's just kind of opening my eyes. And I feel like it's opening other people's eyes that, you know, just because an issue is hidden doesn't mean it's not there. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of making people more aware and, you know, wanting to help and just reaching out a hand. And it's pretty awesome to see, once I've been involved with Big Blue Pantry and everything like that, seeing, you know, the community with the outside food pantries, like in Lexington, and then also how many students come and receive assistance with the Big Blue Pantry. It's really just pretty eye-opening.
Yeah.
And humbling.
Absolutely have to agree. I really didn't know, especially on college campuses, that this could be an issue.
Right.
Until, honestly, probably last year or so. And so, the work they all are doing is awesome.
No, I agree. Yeah, there are so many campuses nationwide that are also doing services like this. It is becoming a more and more popular thing.
Mm-hmm. Can you touch more on that, on what the sort of national scene is for services like this?
Yeah, so pantries like the Big Blue Pantry and organizations that offer other resources to help students financially is becoming very popular, and it's rising just as the cost of tuition and fees mm-hmm. of coming to school and, you know, room costs and just everything about college is getting more expensive. And so the things that people don't necessarily think about, you know, those everyday items like personal care items or food, becomes a second thought. And that's kind of scary. So having resources that allow students to not have to worry about that sort of financial crisis, mm-hmm. so to speak, is awesome. And so more campuses, like I said, nationwide are realizing this, and they are making movements to create resources and programs that will assist students financially in the little, you know, priority things, but ones that people don't necessarily think about.
Right. So how do you see food insecurity fitting in with the overall sphere of sustainability, being social, economic, and environmental well-being?
Yeah, I think it fits in all of them. It fits great in every single one in a different way. So for the first being social, I think that it goes along with me saying how I never realized how many peers of mine, you know, are facing economic insecurity. So in that sense, in the social sense, it shouldn't make you an outcast to not be able to afford something. So I think that is definitely a role in sustainability, is just making sure that people, you know, can do everyday, day-to-day things socially. And moving along to economic, I think that food should not have to be a financial sacrifice. Mm-hmm. That should not be a choice you have to make each day. Am I going to eat or am I going to not eat? The choice should be, what am I going to have for dinner?
Right.
So it's just, economically, I really think food needs to be something that we don't have to think about. Mm-hmm. It should just be there. And however that happens is, you know, everybody else's, like, everybody's personal sort of thing, but it definitely should be a priority, and it definitely shouldn't have to be a second thought. And as for the environment, I think food in general has a huge impact on the environment.
Oh, yeah.
But speaking from a pantry, like a food pantry perspective, I just think redistributing food is a huge thing that can be done way better. So with that, I think people who, you know, either overbuy or can maybe reevaluate how much they eat or mm-hmm. how much money they're spending on food, and think about how the people that can't necessarily afford to spend any money on food, how they can redistribute those funds to maybe help those people, and also to eliminate food waste. There are so many hungry people that, you know, won't mind having anything to eat. So just having that thought of, you know, somebody's hungry, I should either really eat this or I should find out, you know, better habits for myself, mm-hmm. That I can eliminate waste in those ways. It kind of starts personally. And it also eating, will promote like nutritious and healthy eating styles. So that also helps the environment and really everything else, the economic and social aspect of sustainability.
Absolutely. I think that y'all's mission perfectly fits in with that sphere. And so it's a really great service to have on campus. So to sort of wrap up, how can people get involved? Where are you guys located? If people want to come get food or if people want to donate or even get involved with your operations, how can they get in touch, get in contact, and get plugged in?
Great question. We encourage all sorts of, I'm trying to think of the word.
Always happens on radio too. There we go.
Yes, there we go. Also the participation. So from any aspect. So from volunteering, if you need assistance, come find us. We are in the basement of Whitehall, the mm-hmm. classroom building on campus. And we are next to actually WRFL. So come
little neighbors.
And we are open, like I said, 2 hours every day, Monday through Friday. You can find those hours on our website, which is ukcco.org/programs/Big Blue Pantry. Also, if you just type in UK Big Blue Pantry, you'll find all of this on Google. And we have Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and we are at Big Blue Pantry. And you can also email us, and I'll be the one responding. And it's bigbluepantry@ukcco.org. And other ways you can get involved is, I don't know if you've heard of Volunteer Match, but VolMatch online. We have posted different ways to volunteer and different, I guess, events that were happening that are happening on campus. You can always email the Big Blue Pantry at ukcco.org directly asking what's going on. We don't really have any consistent ways to volunteer or to participate, but donations, that's a consistent way. We can always use donations. We do take any monetary or actual donations. So either way, if you want to go shopping or if you don't. And then we, like I said, are expanding our leadership team. So if you're really interested in just being a part of Big Blue Pantry and working on our team, look out for ways to apply. And that information will be posted on all of our social media, and on different places, probably around campus too.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Like I said, I think that what y'all are doing is incredibly important and very much appreciated.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So for some final announcements, the applications for the Summer Sustainability Fellowships are now open, and you can find those applications on uky.edu/UGResearch. Also, the university is putting together a sustainability master plan and are seeking community responses on what you all would like to see out of a sustainability master plan. You can find the link to that survey on UK Office of Sustainability's Twitter, which is @sustainableuky. And as always, any member of the University of Kentucky community can submit a proposal to the Student Sustainability Council to receive funding support from the environmental stewardship fee. $4 fee totaling around $190,000 that all UK students pay along with tuition each semester. The SSC meetings are open to the public and are announced on our website. You can also like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, both under UKYSSE. I will be around next week featuring the student internship program sponsored by the Office of Sustainability. So keep it locked all the way to the left.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to wrfl.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.